A Day to Decide by Ruth Catherine Day, based on a true story. The Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 19. Megan flopped down in the big chair and put her scriptures on the table in front of her. 5-year-old Tommy came and stood next to Megan's chair. Then he picked up her scriptures.
Meg, tell me a story,
he begged.
I will later, Tommy, she said.
I want to hear about Abinadi.
Okay, Tommy, I will tell you the story about Abinadi after dinner.
Tommy looked disappointed about having to wait. The doorbell rang and Dad went to answer it.
It's for you, Megan,
Dad said. She loved how Dad always called her Megan, never Meg. It made her feel grown up. She stood up and walked to the door. Her best friend Sarah was there, smiling.
Hi, Sarah. Come in,
Megan said.
I can't, Meg. My dad has free tickets to the amusement park. Can you come?
Sarah was bursting with excitement.
I don't know,
Megan said.
It's Sunday.
So what? These are free tickets. Come on, you have to go,
Sarah begged.
You're my best friend.
Well, I'll have to ask my parents.
Hurry up and ask, then change your clothes. You can't go in a skirt,
Sarah said impatiently.
My dad wants to leave in 15 minutes. I'll wait for you in the car.
Megan nearly ran into the kitchen. Dad was setting the table for dinner.
Sarah's dad has free tickets to the amusement park, and she asked me to go with her, she said.
That sounds like fun,
Dad said.
When is the big day?
Megan hesitated.
Well, the tickets are for today.
Megan, you know what Mom and I think about those kinds of activities on Sunday,
Dad said.
But I think you are old enough to make your own decisions. After all, you are 10 now.
Megan looked at her father. He looked serious.
You mean it, Dad?
She asked.
Sure, I mean it. What do you think you should do, Megan?
He said.
Well, I know we should keep the Sabbath day holy and all that, but these are free tickets, and you know how much it costs to go to the amusement park. I will be saving a lot of allowance money if I go with Sarah.
That is true. You would save money.
Is it okay if I go?
You can make your own decision, Megan.
Yahoo!
Megan yelled. She ran to her bedroom and began to pull out clothes to wear. Then she looked up and saw Tommy standing in the doorway. He was holding her scriptures.
Are you going with Sarah?
Tommy asked. Suddenly, Megan got a funny feeling inside. She knew what she needed to do. She smiled at Tommy, and then she dropped the shirt back into her drawer.
No, Tommy, it's Sunday. I have to go tell Sarah I can't go with her today. Then I will be back to read you that story.
Tommy grinned.
The one about Abinadi?
He asked.
Yes, the story about Abinadi.
Megan smiled at her younger brother and hurried outside to tell Sarah. Sidebar. I will do those things on the Sabbath that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. My Gospel Standards. End of the story, A Day to Decide.